Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I am Joe Fisher III. Across the faux marble table, as always, Rashad Taylor.
What up, though?
Across the glass, as always, Jordan Schultz.
Is it light yet?
No, it's not.
Good to see you guys. What's going on?
My guy.
No, I can't tell you. I don't think I've ever been more excited for a show to end.
Yeah, I'll be real.
This I is, like that.
I got to be honest, man. I'm not a fan.
Welcome in, and we're done.
Oh, yeah. I bet you guys are just excited, and you guys sound peppy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, you got to flip the switch.
Yeah, you know? When that red light goes on, yeah. I guess you do too. So it's I don't know, man. I'll be honest. Like I said. Not a fan of 6 a.m. shows. Shout out to Dirt and Sprague. Shout out to, man, seriously.
Hey, they chose that life.
Hey man.
We had no choice in this, okay?
This life it's Monday you. Through Friday.
Yeah, and that's every day. So, we can't bitch about, being up at a 6 a.m. one day. Like, these dudes are here bright and early. So, shout out to them because this is tough. Like, shout out to really anybody that's – because if you're up right now, more than likely you're working – you're like an Uber or Lyft driver or something. Potentially you're a truck driver. You're doing something to where you're moving right now. You're going to the gym early. So if you're up with us, good luck.
Oh, there's someone out there listening right now. Also, if you are listening, let us know you are 503-864-6326, 503-864-6FAN. So you can let us know that we are not alone just talking out into the ether right now. If you're going to the Ducks game, the Oregon State Civil War game, let us know if you have started that voyage. But I am sure there's someone that does wake up at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. every morning to go to work, and they're listening right now, and they're bunch of sissies. I bet they got soft hands.
Yeah.
They never worked a day in their life. Ever.
I think I do.
I work 18 hands. Hours. I'm on my ass every day.
Yeah,
what do you do?
Yes.
Shit in a cubicle?
Seriously, yes, sir. Yes, I have very delicate hands, and I made sure that's purposeful.
These hands are made by Jergens, baby.
Seriously, hey man,
Lubriderm
every night, especially this one. So it's one of those things, man.
just had to go.
I couldn't. It's low hanging fruit. Like when you talk about the Jergens, honestly,
trust me, my girlfriend's about to go to Portugal and Spain in a few weeks. She's gonna be gone for like 2 weeks.
Whoa. Well, and Jergens is the most delightful scent. That almond, like, cherry or whatever it is. Like,
I don't know about that.
Oh, my gosh. Man, I used to love Jergens when I was a kid.
I'm an unscented kind of guy myself.
I am, too, but unless I
want
like that.
I don't want those perfumes on me.
I don't know, man.
Shaving a couple days off my life.
Listen, man, there's one kind of lotion that I got, and I got it from Bath and Body Works. It was for men. It was like a whiskey, like a with bourbon, something like that.
Ew.
Toasted. No, it was toasted
hey,
bourbon.
Hey, Rashad. Oh, my God.
No, seriously.
Just have a bottle of Jack Daniels before you came here?
Man, but it was delightful. And I'll say this, more than, and I'm a big cologne guy, more than any cologne I've ever worn.
Do you rock
worn,
with cologne?
I do.
Yeah?
I do. Are you not a cologne guy?
No, I haven't been since, high school.
Oh, okay.
There's definitely part times where I'm like,
really?
I appreciate anybody that does rock cologne because I'm like, hey, you know what? That smells good. I'm glad that you care about, you know, your, I don't know.
Hey, man, there's
your
a
scent
yeah,
to
man.
That level.
Yeah, there's a certain way to wear cologne. Like, if you're drowning yourself in it, then that's never a good thing. It's supposed to be subtle, right? If you're close enough to somebody to be able to smell them, it's like, okay, I can smell your cologne.
Typically, like, how close?
Well, typically, like, if we're, you know... If we're in a situation where we embrace each other, what's up, bro? You know how we see each other, give each other a nice little pound and come in for the hug
smell
or anything
good,
like
bro.
That'll be the only time that you do that. Never
damn, it's not good.
For the most part, it's for the ladies, I think, or for whomever you're attracted to, you know? So, yeah.
I don't know. I it's not just for the ladies. I do smell like good, or at least try to, for just the general ether around me.
Yeah.
Like the area around me. I don't want
your
people.
Your aura.
I don't want people around me to be like, dude, that guy smells like crap. Like, man, that's been my biggest fear forever.
I got this one lotion.
actually, oh my God.
I got it twice,
you
actually.
You smell like
man.
Yeah, exactly. No, listen. Dolce & Gabbana, the one. That's how you
oh, that's
that.
A good one, too.
That's my cologne.
Bath & Body Works has a very, very small, limited section for men, right? Everything else in there is for ladies.
It's like one
but it's
half
about,
a shelf.
Seriously, it's about the size of these two computers that we have put together yeah. right now, like two computer screens. Like, it's not a big selection. However, in that selection, I found these two lotions that every single time I put on, I get the most compliments all the time. Like, what are you wearing? It smells so good. I was like, really?
And damn, bro, pretty, you're soft.
I have some pretty good cologne, too. But
I like
for
your
whatever
skin.
Reason, that's the one that gets the most response from everyone. It's like, man, what are you wearing? That's awesome.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, man. So,
good
yeah,
for you caring about your...
I hope your lady buys you some cologne for your birthday.
Listen, I will fully admit, I feel like I've probably admitted this a few times, the self-discipline that I have in just about every part of my life, not great, you know, trying to do something and stick to it.
Yeah.
You know, I gave it about 3-4 weeks and then I totally give up on it. Making sure I like put lotion on and moisturize, you know,
you're going to want to get on that at some point, you know, you're going to want to make sure you take care of your skin and everything.
Ashy Larry.
Yeah.
Marcy Project, son.
Marcy Project, what? Marcy Project, son, what? No, so yeah, that's definitely, I think as men, and this is just me, and it could be this toxic masculinity in me, but I think there are certain things
you boys put lotion on.
I think certain things as men, like, we should have just to be able to take care of ourselves, or just to be able to have in general. One of them, again, making sure your skin is soft, or making sure your skin is at least moisturized. I think that's important. More than anything, if your hands, try that. Hands, arms, feet, fellas, like, you know, that's one of those things. Man, make sure you have some type of cologne, Joe. Not something you have to wear all the time.
Just a couple swipes of the speed stick and I'm ready to go.
I can imagine Joe using the stuff out of Vogue.
Stick, by the way.
You know how Vogue has like the little
1987.
Sample. You know how Vogue has like the little sample cologne and a perfume smell.
I just rubbed it
oh, like out of
just,
the
yeah,
magazine.
Just rubs the paper
oh,
on.
God.
I'm like, yo, that'll be good. Joe rubs it all over his clothes and stuff. I can see that.
I literally carry like a little, it's a travel pack of the cologne. You can buy these bottles for like 60 cents online.
Seriously.
And you just take the top of it
and
you and fill
it up. And
they
last forever. They last forever.
Yeah, well, for me, they last like a year. My wife gets me one every year on Christmas.
Yeah, and so. I think every guy should have at least a suit of sorts that you can put together for something nice or something maybe not so nice that you have to do. And then a watch.
What's
I think
the,
those things. I think those things are, you know, everything
I got
else.
A watch.
Is,
like
yeah,
my,
it's
I
a
got,
nice watch
I got my,
too.
I got my watch. I got my Michael Kors.
Yeah, that's a nice watch too. Blinging over here.
Well, how you guys doing? It's been a while.
Yeah,
we weren't here last week. I mean,
it's
Rashad, I feel like you've changed
a little.
I feel
bit.
Like you're different.
A little bit, man.
You've changed.
I've been through a lot in this last little bit, man. But no, man. Only thing that's changed is my drawers at this point. You know, so
well, that's good.
Yeah,
I want to talk about self hygiene.
Yeah, you know, that's the really important part, fellas. Make sure you do that. But
wash no, between those toes.
Seriously, man. Get all the. Do you guys wash your legs? Tell me you do.
Yeah, I wash every part of my body. I mean,
so
like,
you
what
literally
are you,
you physically wash your feet because there are some people that
oh,
it's that age old debate.
It trickled down. Do you guys are you guys like not wash your
I literally watch between my
like
toes.
I'm not taking a pumice stone to it or anything like that. You know, give it a little swipe with the cloth
and
shower
once or twice over, and you know we'll do you fine.
There ain't no crevice that is not touched on this body.
I feel like this was a great PSA segment about
seriously.
The
more you know, man, because no, it's important. Like, so I'm getting my car fixed right now, which
you don't want to be the stinky kid in class.
You don't.
I tell my son that all the time.
Ever like you don't want to be, and especially as you get older, like middle school, high school, like kids are brutal.
Oh, I mean you have your son's freshman?
He's a freshman. It's brutal.
My son's in seventh grade. The whole having to remind him, like, bro, deodorant every day.
Every day. Don't
shower.
And you play sports
every
and you
day.
Move around, man. Yes. Make it a habit.
Wash your face. I mean,
deodorant in the backpack is important when you're in high school, too.
That's a good move.
Yeah, that is a good move.
Yeah, a little one of those Dollar Tree or the small ones from that little section of Fred Meyer.
Oh, yeah, the travel
whatever.
Section.
Just get a little travel
yeah.
joint and. In the backpack.
I always thought that there was a problem, though. You can get them to bathe, but they still don't use soap. Like, my mom, now divorced
age
from this
debate.
Guy that...
Good old H2O, baby.
But the former stepdad I got my Ducks fandom from, his two kids were obviously stepbrother and sister of mine at one point, and the brother in this relationship, it was like a really hard challenge to ever get him to use soap. He would stand in the shower for an hour, and then he would... It's just like, dude, what is your problem?
Yeah,
like, and I
issue?
Feel like that's
why are you
a,
scared of the soap.
Yeah, that's like a 12 to 14 year old like thing, and I just don't know why. It's like, what is the struggle here? Like, I want to smell like feet, and I don't get it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we got one text in on the unsponsored text line.
Hello, text in.
Someone on the sales team needs to get on that.
Someone,
yeah.
Right.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You should talk to someone, right, Joe?
Yeah. I'll I'll go in the pit and you know start. Start going in on people. Crack me up, Swigard, like last year or something like that. He came in. He was talking to sales bro Kurt Ludwig about unnamed either current sponsor or potential sponsor about their potential partnership or something. And he goes, they just, you know, need to ass or get off the pot. I'm like, Swigard, yeah, you go ahead and you call them, you send that email and you tell them
that. What's going on, guys? Need an answer today.
Here comes the closer.
We need your money or we need
Jason
you to get out.
Swigard.
Oh, my God.
How many people here at the station do you think could actually make a sale?
Actually
like
make a sale.
Fan
like
personalities?
As far as fan personalities. Like
just
who would
by
be
themselves?
The best that don't work here, that don't actually work, you know, in sales.
I think all of us. I think every single one of us to a degree.
You got to know. You got to who your top three salesmen.
Oh, Rop.
I
don't feel Rop will be. He's like, oh, you can buy this or you don't have to.
I don't care.
Really?
I
don't care.
Do whatever
I
you
really
want.
Care.
Yeah, do whatever.
Yeah, it's all
I
good.
Care.
You know, it doesn't bother me if you don't, you know.
No, in my experience, Sook, he's a schmoozer. He'll take you out for a drink.
Sook is good.
You know?
Getting to see him in action at the Golf Classic was like, okay.
I mean, you know, the brand man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get that title without, selling the brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, Dusty. And then I would say, I will omit myself and Luke Anderson from this equation since, you know, we
that
are.
Was, and those are part of the rules?
On the sales staff.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like Rusty would be a sneaky candidate.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but I feel
because
like
everybody likes Rusty.
Yeah.
It's hard not to like him. So, yeah.
He just pinches cheeks. Okay,
seriously.
I'll buy from you.
Yeah.
You're adorable.
You're right.
You're
what is
so
it I'm
cute.
Buying again? Yes.
Well, God. We made it. It's 6:12 a.m. I do not have College Game Day on. I got Liverpool versus Everton on right now. That's one thing I've been getting into a little bit more than normal is Premier League. Because my son is now getting into
soccer,
Premier
man.
League.
And if you're going to watch, this is what you want to watch, to be real.
He woke up last Sunday, 6 a.m., to watch their match.
It's discipline.
I was calling him out. I was like, you're not.
Does he wake up on time for school?
Yeah. Luckily, my son is not much of a fighter in the morning when it comes to like waking up. That was my sister growing up. Like my dad would wake me up and I'd start going doing my thing, and then I just heard him absolutely going in on my sister. Get your ass up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my son, I was really nervous about my son being able to get up for high school now that he's a freshman, everything, but he's every morning he's up. I hear him and see him moving around. I'm like, all right, well, out the door.
Hey, and shout out to Dusty, the brand man, for making us not come in and do a show last week at 3 a.m.
Yeah, sorry, we would have been on our, you'd have been on your own.
That would have been a weird show.
You'd have been on your own in that one, man.
Can you, and I know it'll never happen, but because it was obviously an away game, so there was no reason for us to be here for the people that are traveling down to Autzen, but could you imagine a 9 a.m. game down there?
No. No, I couldn't.
Sounds terrible.
No, I couldn't.
Has that ever happened? I feel like it noon,
probably like 1943.
Maybe like
know?
11 is like, I mean, the earliest they've ever played.
There's crazier things happening with these schedules and everything like that. Would it shock me if all of a sudden Oregon took on like a real of a Big Ten schedule and started playing at 9 o'clock? No, it wouldn't.
Well,
more on the East Coast would watch them, right?
Yeah.
The not all the kickoff times are out yet for the duck season. I guarantee we will be here again on a Saturday at some point this season at 6 a.m. Like, I just...
Oh, no, I'm almost for certain.
If not once, possibly twice. Over, under, 1.5.
I almost slept here last night.
Over.
I'm taking the over.
I'm going like four on that.
Yeah, I'm...
We're just going to get unlucky.
If they have four more noon kickoffs this year, I'm going to be pissed.
You guys don't have to come back in for 6 hours later, so I don't know what y'all are bitching about.
What was your initial number? You said...
The over-under at 1.5.
1.5.
Like, how many more noon kickoffs? I mean, they have...
I'm definitely taking the over.
Let's see. They have 1, 2, 3... They have 6 games left that do not have kickoff times announced.
Two of those are going to be at 12.
Nooners? Yeah. I would say two noon, two around 4, 4:30, if not 3... And then I'm banking on either Washington or USC being
gotta love that Pac-12 after dark schedule.
7 o'clock game.
Yeah. Well, is the conference championship like a 5 p.m. game, or is that a noon game too? I can't remember, frankly. So if they make the Big Ten championship game, is it a nooner? Because if so, welcome to 6 a.m., guys.
I'm sure they'll do like a middle of the day prime time, like a 4, 4:30, something like that.
Nice.
We're going to have to do these shows remote then from the house or something like that.
Well, I still have to come in.
No, we got to get you a little board that you can work from the house too.
No, they don't care.
Yeah.
Well, this is
great.
This
is a little mini board.
This is Sports Saturday, brought to you by Philbrook Law, Accident Injury Attorneys. Hope you guys are having a great Saturday morning. Hopefully you're heading down to the game, and if not, if you're just awake rolling with us right now, we appreciate it. We got plenty of football to talk, because again, we haven't been here since the Saturday of the Oklahoma State game, which by the way, Oklahoma State very bad at football.
Oh boy.
I thought they looked great.
which black and orange team is worse?
Oh,
Oklahoma State.
I mean, Oklahoma State literally they lost to Tulsa handily last night, and that's why I brought it up. I was like, wow, I knew Oklahoma State was really bad. I didn't know they were this bad. Lost to Tulsa for the first time since like the '50s or something like that. But we got football stuff to get to. Because it's been a couple weeks, I mean, hell, this is our first show since, really the NFL season kicked off. I know that we had the Thursday night kickoff with the Cowboys and Eagles. We had the Brazil game. But we've had two full Sundays of NFL football now. So, with the college football slate, I would love to talk to you guys about what has stood out so far in this football season, college or NFL, the civil formality we will get to later as well.
Civil conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll look at the college football slate today, what matchups are, going down. Fun little, segment that I'd like to do with Rashad and Jordan. Obviously you can join in, called If I Could, I Would. We're going to play God here on Sports Saturday.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well, be careful with that,
man. Talk about some 0-2 teams in the NFL, some 2-0 teams. We got Who Do You Love in the second hour, and then we'll give our final thoughts, predictions for the Civil War and Apple Cup this weekend. But let's get to going. What has stood out so far this football season? Sports Saturday, right here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back into Sports Saturday.
Is it still tough for you to say Sports Saturday?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, though. I enjoy doing this show on Saturday mornings now, knocking it out, getting it taken care of, and then having the rest of the weekend. In like retrospect, when I look at it, doing the Sunday show, you'd get done, you'd get home around 11:30 noon, and you really only have so many hours left in the weekend that you're just kind of like, you're scrambling to get stuff done, whether it's chores, grocery shopping, you know, trying to catch some football, maybe play some golf, and then before you know it, it's 5, 6, 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. You're like, oh crap, I got work tomorrow, and so getting this show in Saturday morning, previewing the college football slate, NFL, all the football stuff, and then having the rest of the weekend, you know, to do your thing. You know, having all Sunday, I feel like it's been nice.
No, yeah, it's definitely different. It's nice. I do like having, you know, my Sunday. I was always a big fan of just being able to, you know, you kind of wrap up the weekend. So if there was something cool on a Saturday, you know, we got to be the first ones to talk about it. You know, we got to be the first ones to react to it. So that was always kind of, for me, the coolest part about Sundays. And then, you know, we get to talk NFL football, talk fantasy, all that little jazz before we start, or, you know, before we get out of there. So, yeah, I used to love Sundays. But, yeah, Saturdays definitely make the weekend a little easier. You know, you're done at 11 o'clock typically, hopefully.
Sometimes 8.
You know, yeah. But, yeah, most of the time it looks like it's going to be 8. But yeah, so I do like Saturdays a whole lot. Like, I'll be real. At first, I was a little hesitant because I'm a creature of habit. And so I like to do things over and over and over again. But, yeah.
Nice. So what has stood out to you so far this football season? What's caught your eye in either the college football or NFL landscape there, Rashad?
Honestly, I'm not going to say much has caught my eye right now. Nope. Like, as far as, I mean, for right now, I'm looking around. Okay, I will say this. Florida being as bad as they are is surprising.
Mm.
You know, like, I mean, you lose your first game, like, or you know, you win your first game, it's like, all right, man. Then you lose to, what, Florida International? I think they, I can't remember who they lost to the second game.
Not
the
South Florida.
South Florida, thank you. Yeah. South Florida. You lose to South Florida. Things just kind of keep going down.
They did not grab the bulls by the horn.
They did not. I am surprised. I know we're going to talk about this extensively today, but I am surprised in how bad Oregon State has played to start their season as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I mean, honestly, I think we all think with, you know, with Malik Murphy coming in that this is going to be a different looking team. And as far as his yards, he's looked good, but he's thrown a lot of interceptions. I think he's tied for like third in the nation right now as far as interceptions thrown. But, yeah, I think those are the two things, how bad the Chiefs are and just how kind of discombobulated and old they look all of a sudden. Travis Kelce went from, you know, really that guy to, like, you can tell he's on his way out. He's about to get married to this billionaire. Like, I don't think Travis really – he's really thinking about football anymore. It doesn't seem like it.
Someone put it in a good way about Travis Kelce the other day. They're like, he's a podcaster that plays football.
That's what it becomes.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you start, whenever your performance isn't as good as it used to be and you have any other side venture, people are going to say that you focus too much on that. Mm-hmm. Paul George, you know, when healthy, is still one of the best players in the league, but he's trash right now because of his injuries. And so he's podcast P. Like, that's who he is. He cares more about his podcast than anything else. Like,
speaking of players with podcasts, kind of interesting how Micah Parsons all of a sudden doesn't do a podcast. Now that he's gone from the Cowboys, you know, I want to focus on football.
Nothing to talk about in Green Bay. I mean, for real, like when you're in Dallas, you're a part
of
the circus.
This is some good-ass cheese.
Yeah, right? What kind of cheese is this? Yeah, how can you tell me the cheese was so good? You know, that's all there is to talk about in Wisconsin right now. But when you're a Cowboy, you're a part of the circus. And Jerry Jones is the ringleader. And so you have a whole bunch.
Micah, I'd love for you to do a podcast.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee a lot of that had to do with Jerry Jones.
Because, as they say in Texas, you're speaking to a mic. Yeah. They listen.
Man, he's good at it. You know, he's really good. So I think those would be the things that have stood out to me the most at this point. Like, I mean, it's still really early in the season, so a lot of things can turn around for each of those teams that I talked about. But as far as, I think I didn't expect Oregon State to be this bad right now. And considering that some of the good players they have in a defense that look like they're trying to kind of make a turn, like, this doesn't look good so far, and today I think it's just
special
get worse.
Teams literally being the Achilles heel of that team.
Yeah.
I still cannot believe, and we were doing this show 2 weeks ago, I said they're not going to lose to Fresno State. They are a better team than Fresno State, and quite frankly, that day, offense, defense, they were better than Fresno State. I have never, and it still kills me here 2 weeks later, saying out loud, the fact that they lost a football game because they didn't have a long snapper, has that ever happened in the history of football?
I mean, special teams can kill you, but I don't know if the specific long snapper issue.
Like, what an odd thing to not have.
What's the NIL pool for a long snapper at Oregon State?
A couple hundred grand at the most.
Listen, Malik, we're going to have to take some of that money back so we can pay a long snapper, please.
Or even better, Coach Trent Bray. Like, hey, Coach, we need you to slip a little off the salary so we can actually get a long snapper here.
That's really good. Like I said, what an odd, I don't have a receiver or we're down a kicker right now or something like that. So our tight end that used to be a kicker in high school is going to come in and make the kick. Like, no, we don't have a long snapper. You mean there's not one of you guys on this team ever in high school that ever did a long snap? Not one of you.
I was going to just say, one of my really good friends, Josh Wack, he went to high school, still good friends, played football with him. I'm sure he was the long snapper for our team, along with, you know, just being an absolute stud in the linebacking core and on the offensive line.
Usually how it goes.
Hey, he took pride in his long snapping. And I'm sure when he saw that game by the Beavers, he was disgusted. And he was sitting there just as many of us sports fans, I could do that.
Man, throw the football over the damn mountain.
It's such a niche skill, though, if you think about it. Like, I mean, because it has to be accurate every time. If you get it too high over your kicker's head or, you know, too left or right, you can screw the whole thing up. So, like, it's such a – seriously, it has to be a perfect snap every time.
Well, and you don't notice many long snappers, at least I just feel like this is my eye test on it, that are the size of true offensive linemen. They're actually like more like a Rashad size or like a Joe size, where like they've actually got skinnier arms. But like, Rashad, you're buff, but you don't look like a... You know, thankfully, this is a compliment to you, a 300-pound offensive lineman.
I used to look like a 300-pound offensive lineman, so thank you.
You're welcome. No, but they just look a little slimmer.
I want to see your pass set right now. Your pass block. I want to see
off the block. I get low, and then it's moving this foot right here. That's the one you got to, you know. So
I love it, the cut foot.
I actually played offensive line for most elementary school until like really like maybe my sophomore year of high school.
Well, then shout out to offensive year. Lineman Rashad.
Just because I was tall, I was like,
yeah.
Believe it or not, your boy had 1 year as a stint as an offensive lineman.
Really? Which position?
I believe I played right tackle. This was my in eighth grade. I grew up and played for Tualatin youth football. Go Timberwolves. And 1 year, my dad, he forgot to sign me up for football. Like, he just, you know, didn't do it. And so when the time came for the season to start, as I got closer, like, yeah, you kind of missed the window to sign up there, bud. So I wasn't...
Take this number 73.
Well, I wasn't able to be on, like, the eighth grade teams. Like, they weren't going to let me. So, like... And then when they said, all right, well, you can play maybe on the 7th, 8th grade teams, but I don't know if we even know that. I still don't know how this happened, but I ended up playing for West Lynn that year. Huh. 1 year over at West Lynn.
That a baby.
And I don't know if my dad reached out to them, they reached out to mine. I don't know. I still don't know how the hell it happened. But I ended up going over to West Lynn and played 1 year on a 7th, 8th grade team over there. And I was just at the line of 140 pounds, where if you were above it, you had to have the piece of tape on your helmet that said you couldn't carry the ball. And so there were some games where I was below 140. There were some games I was above 140.
Joe cutting weight to play.
Oh, dude. I had
Pop Warner.
I had a few Saturday mornings where I would go out on like a 3-4 mile run and not eat anything, because my dad would take me out somewhere to weigh me. That 7 a.m., 8 a.m., be like, all right, you're this much. All right, we need to go on a run. We need to work out. We need to shed some pounds. And so I would do that some games, so that way if they needed me to carry the ball sometimes, then I would be underweight. But then there's sometimes I wouldn't. I'd have to rock the blue tape on the helmet and play right tackle.
We never did weigh-ins when we were in Pop Warner. I don't know. Maybe it was just the time that we were in that we just...
Nothing more demoralizing than getting an interception. And not,
no, you can't do anything.
Yeah, and then just
Dead ball.
Yep,
dead ball.
Do not run. You're done.
Yeah, it's over for you, man. Like, damn it. You know, that sucks, man.
What stood out to me so far this football season? Doesn't seem like there's a clear cut elite number one in college football.
Mm.
Like, even like Ohio State last week, they were only up a possession against Ohio last week. Their offense has not looked elite. Julian Sain is still coming along. Still trying to get that relationship down with Jeremiah Smith and the rest of his teammates. I mean, Penn State, who the hell have they played, right? Like, and then 2 weeks before that, I mean, they played Villanova last week and absolutely destroyed him. But then the week before that, I want to say they were playing like Austin Peay or FIU. Yeah, it was FIU, 34-0. And that was a game for them that was supposed to be one of those like absolute blowout patsies, like win by, you know, 50. So that they were kind of slow rolling along there. You know, some of the top teams that were ranked maybe like number one overall, Texas. I mean, Arch Manning looks like absolute cheeks right now.
Yeah, they should be asking for a lot of money back for Arch Manning.
I mean, for God's sakes, we'll see what he does against Sam Houston today. But they
sure didn't have a great game.
But they played UTEP last week,
and he had a great game.
You know, in the second half.
You know, not in the second half, but like to start. You know, he played really well. But
no, he didn't.
I
don't think he watched the same game.
No, he got booed. And then he played well.
And then he played well. Yeah. So
you jerk.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like Arch's. He shows these flashes, right? Let me say, not even say he played well. He shows these flashes of like, ooh, he's nice, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he goes,
he had 10
7,
straight,
8 plays in a row. And was
he had
like,
10
that,
straight
what is he
incompletions
doing?
At one
That's
point
what I'm
last,
saying.
Last week in the first half.
And in between there, he'll do something dare I say, Peyton Manning, like as far as throwing the ball, and you're like, man, that was a dime right there. That was beautiful. Or make some beautiful run and be like, man, this kid has got it. Like, so you see it there, but I just think he has a tough time putting it all together. But we can say that for a lot of quarterbacks in college football right now. Like, yeah, there are a lot of guys. Malik Murphy at times looked like, man, this kid's got it. And up, interception. Never mind.
No, that's actually my point of the early season of college football that I've seen just quickly is that the quarterback play has been, I don't know, what, slightly kinda, above mediocre?
Yeah, it's kind of mid.
Yeah, I'm not trying to sound biased here, but like the best quarterback and the most consistent one so far this season.
Carson Beck.
Shut up. He's in the first couple of games. He's been good, yes, for Miami. Surprising Mario Cristobal's actually letting him throw the ball, but Dante Moore's up on that list as well. But yeah, you expected big things from Arch. You expected big things from the new kid at Ohio State. And hell, even here in the state, yeah, you mentioned Malik Murphy. Like, that was in a pretty weak transfer class at quarterbacks. That was a big get for Oregon State. And he was pretty high on his recruiting class as well. So you were expecting some numbers from that kid too.
No, you're right. Like, the quarterback play across the board, like, Penn State's winning, but Drew Aller isn't like blowing, you know what I'm saying? He's not knocking your socks off.
Well,
you know,
and then like last week, LSU, they beat Florida, but they got 5 turnovers and only had 20 points to show for it. Yikes. Like, you know, Nussmeier was not eye popping off the game. And then, you know, Georgia, Tennessee, that was a great game. But Georgia's defense maybe looks like it's not elite like in years past. Notre Dame, first team since 1988, I believe, to be ranked and be 0-2. Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Another team that has been very underwhelming, and right now they're 1-2, but very well could be 0-3. Clemson. They came in as, I believe, the number three ranked team in the country.
Dabo's
listening to
out,
Dabo, I'm sure you guys heard his presser when he was like, well, you know, 2 national championships and a couple, you know, like, I mean.
If you don't like winning, fire me,
you know, like, I mean. Okay. And he's not, and honestly, I don't, Dabo's just so hard to like, you know, but I just, he wasn't wrong. Like, I mean, yeah, we're having a down season now, but it wasn't supposed to be like this. I think everybody knows it wasn't supposed to be like this, but here we are. So, yeah, he's not wrong. Like, well, he's a jackass, but he's not, you know, he's not wrong.
It's the way that he coaches, though. It's the lack of adapting to the current landscape of college football. He literally just started taking on transfer players, in the last 2 seasons?
And he was lucky enough, because he's one of those guys that was lucky enough to get, and I know we have to break, he's lucky enough to get a generational talent in college and Trevor Lawrence and have him for, you know, as long as he had him, be able to win as much.
Uyunglele too, well, for that season.
Well, if you want to text in 503-864-6326 about what has stood out during this early football season in college or NFL, let us know. Jump in on the conversation, but we will take a break, and it's time to get to the civil formality, I guess we have to do this.
Yeah, it's just a tune-up game. Let's just call it that.
Well, we'll see, Rashad. Anything can happen any given Saturday, right?
No. Not really.
Take a break. Come back. Talk about Oregon State.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back into Sports Saturday. Hopefully you have started your excursion down to Autzen Stadium for Oregon versus Oregon State. It's the Civil War, which actually news broke this week that after next season, they, because I don't think they're going to play next season,
no.
But they will pick the series back up in 2027 and at least play it through 2032.
Yes, sir.
So it's not going anywhere. And if you listen to this station, it has been rivalry week, or as Isaac and Suk have said, rivalry week. It's one of those where I understand all the sentiment about this game, and I try and get the juice. I try and be like, hey man, it is rivalry week. It's
rivalry week
is what we had to say.
It works.
But I try and take, like, you know, like the Anthony Newman approach. Like, Anthony Newman, this week comes and he is full blown like, screw Oregon State. I hate Oregon State. I hate the Beavers. Like, he's in it, you know. He still has that fire for this game, and I try and find it too, but I get it. It is tough, and I think it does also have to do with how is Oregon State playing, what is their performance looking like. If they were 3-0, I'm sure that the vibes would be very, very different right now, but they are not. And also how they have looked in their first few games has just, you know, made this, even how both teams have looked in their first three games has made this matchup, and particularly this year, just kind of meh. I mean, like, let's face it. Last year, Beavers fans were feeling themselves coming into this game. They were on one. They felt really good about they felt like they had a chance last year. And then, you know, first quarter started a little bit slower, and then it quickly got out of hand, and Oregon ended up running away with it. Oregon is, what, at 33.5, 34
right
and a half?
Right now, 33, at least if I look on ESPN, Ben.
Not that much.
This game, does it mean something? Yes. Does it mean what it used to? No. And that is the unfortunate part. But, you know, only time will tell if Oregon State, with this new Pac-12 and the college landscape, gets back to a point where, obviously, Oregon has dominated this series the last 25 years. But can it just, the competitiveness, can that gap get closed a little bit more in the future? Which I think everybody, if you're a Duck or Beaver, hopes that the case.
Yeah, I don't think so. Honestly, I mean, it's been a long time since the Beavs have been like really, really good. Like, no, actually, the last time they made a bowl game was what, like 5 seasons ago, 6 years ago. And my time perception is very really bad. So I'll think something like was three, four years ago. And then it was, yeah.
Yeah, I think they went like 8-4 and played, was it Notre Dame in one of their bowls?
Like a Vegas bowl or something?
Yeah.
They usually go to the Vegas bowl.
Yeah. Either way, like, it's been a long time. So I would love the Vegas bowl right now for Oregon State.
2023, 8-5, Jonathan Smith's last year. He actually did not coach that bowl game.
No, he moved on by then, yep.
And yeah, that was against Notre Dame. They got absolutely demolished in the Sun Bowl. Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
I mean, I think it's – they've got a brand new stadium. That's cool. I mean, I just think there's nothing really – And no
renovated stadium.
No, I mean, yeah, it's renovated stadium, but it looks new. It doesn't look like the same space that it was.
It's funny, they have, you know, a renovated stadium and 15,000 people less are showing up over the last few years. Yeah. I think it was like Angie Machado for the Beaver Blitz. She listed some of the attendance over the last 10, 15 years of games. Their attendance is literally down by like 15,000 people compared to years past.
That's crazy, because the stadium is actually very nice now. It doesn't have high school stadium vibes anymore. It looks like a college football stadium at this point. And so that's the one thing. But the truth is, there's nothing like – there's a cool factor about Oregon and Washington and – Ohio State and all. There's something cool about those. Even USC and UCLA, who aren't, you know, very good for the most part. Like, there's nothing cool about Oregon State. Nothing cool about Corvallis. Like, I mean, it sucks to say, because, and I'm so sorry, Beaver fans, because you actually were a cooler place to hang out at.
They got
like
a good golf course down there. Tristan, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Like, if you're if you're a golfer, then, you know, there's
good
always
clubhouse. Great right, food.
Nice silver lining there, you know what I'm saying, right?
One of the best club sandwiches I've ever had.
That you've ever had, right? You know what I mean? To die for. But, yeah, I just don't think that there's a real cool factor. They don't have a personality. Right. And I think that's what it is right now. Like, and when you're a high school kid, that especially one of the good ones from somewhere here in the Northwest or somewhere from California, like, unless you had no offers from many people, you typically kind of settle on the Beavers as opposed to like, yes, I want to grow up and be a Beav. Like, people want to grow up and be a Duck or a Trojan or a Buckeye or whatever the case is.
Listen, Oregon State. If Jonathan Smith, if he had stayed there, they possibly, you know, could have gotten to a level of prominence in college football that I think Beavers fans thought that they should be at. And I get it. And I know that's why people are so upset. Unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in. And if we're being honest, guys, the goal for the Oregon Ducks for the last, what, 2 decades, maybe decade and a half, if I'm, you know, maybe overshooting with the 2 decade statement, has been getting to a national championship and winning a title. Oregon State's main goal, outside of the few years that they've been ranked, I get it, they beat them in 2022, but their main goal is to unseat Oregon. Need I say more? Oregon, national championship. Oregon State, win the Civil War. These are two vastly different programs, and they were before the landscape changed. Let's be honest.
No, you're right.
Win the Civil War, make a bowl game, which at this point this season is looking pretty rough for them to do that. I don't know. I go back and forth with this game because Oregon State, Washington, as a Duck fan, alum, I want them to crush those two teams every single year. But there does become a point where that happens so often, and just the state of the schools and where they're at, that it's just like, this isn't as fun as it used to be. It's like, just when we were in the same conference and, you know, playing for something, and it was the end of the year, and one team's trying to make a Rose Bowl, or both teams are trying to make a Rose Bowl, or one team's just trying to finish the season strong and get to a bowl game, or bragging rights, you know, the juice was there. And, unfortunately for this season, the juice is gone. And again, maybe it's a year-by-year thing, and maybe after this year Trent Bray is gone, they get a new hire in there, and they're able to make the program, you know, have a seasoned team that is respectable to the point where they come into this game, not this year, but or not next year, but in the future, close that gap a little bit. What intrigues me about the Oregon State thing is that, what is this team going to look like in the new Pac-12? And is that really going to make that much of a difference? Because while it is going to be the Pac-12, it's really just Mountain West 2.0.
Yeah, and we all know how we feel about the Mountain West. Like, you might have a Boise State that like, comes out of there that you really respect.
That's cute. Right? That's cute what you guys got going on over there.
You respect them, right? UNLV does well. And it's like, okay, well, sure, right? But there's no, like, real respect coming from there. So, yeah. And especially when you add a Washington State and Oregon State, like, you're not – those are probably going to be two of the strongest teams in the conference all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, honestly, like, as much as, you know, you can be listening to this as an Oregon State fan, just be like, a bunch of duck honks over there, blah, 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 blah. But I just, you know, truly, I want Oregon State to be good. Truly, I want them to be more competitive. I want this game to be more competitive. It is much more fun for this station, this city, for the state of Oregon, everybody involved in this matchup, when both teams are good and this game is more competitive, that it makes things more fun. It really does. I'm all, you know, I hate Oregon State, but I'm always rooting for them outside of, you know, this game.
Honestly, the way Beavers fans have acted the past few years, I've actually, like, I want Oregon State to be good, but the...
I think every fan base has those fans, though.
Yeah, but Oregon, man, it's just the continual crap that's thrown at Oregon for having money or for being, like, which is essentially now the entirety of the blue bloods of college football.
Oregon has become the spoiled rich kid, though. Oregon has become the spoiled rich kid that's like, oh, you like my Mercedes? Yeah, just got it.
But my dad's a lawyer.
Yeah,
but
sorry,
wasn't
sorry.
That Texas in the 90s, in the 80s? Wasn't that Miami?
And people hated them too. Like these. I mean, you were mentioning all the teams like Miami, and I was a Hurricanes fan. People hated the Hurricanes. You know, they loved Michael Vick, though, especially when I was in high school. So, yeah, like all those in Texas. Hate the Longhorns.
They
like,
hate you because they ain't
Oklahoma. God. You know what I mean? All those teams that have had that type of success that are really good.
Yeah.
So Oregon is that team now. They're one of those ones that fit into that mold.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe we get a little bit better the game than we anticipate today. But Oregon is a 33.5-point favorite. This game is at Autzen versus in Corvallis this year, Reser Stadium. So. Godspeed, Oregon State, but,
maybe
you know.
This is where they turn it around.
For the sake of my Ducks, 63-10. Let's go, baby. I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know.
I don't know. The way this offense has been looking for Oregon, there's a good chance they could put up 70-something today.
But, hey, Northwestern did, you know, they did put some stuff on tape of how to slow this team down at least, you know, to hold on to that ball, run the rock, kill time off the clock, limit the possessions
and
that the Oregon Ducks can have.
We've thought that the Beavers could run the ball, and I mean that's the thought process. They are able to run the ball, so we'll see if that works today. Hasn't really worked yet, but let's see if it's worked today.
Well, and let's see what's on the slate for college football today. We got some other games. We'll give you the layout of what to watch here in college football this Saturday. Do that next year, Sports Saturday on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, and the Fan Sports Network. Hopefully, if you are listening, to us as you are heading down to Eugene today for Oregon State, the Civil War.
Maybe the Beavers should rehire Mike Riley one more time.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm down for that.
Right? What would fix the program?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, it's fair.
It would sell season tickets. It actually would.
Honestly, I don't think Oregon State, they need to go outside of the box for their next hire. They do not need an Oregon State guy, if you will. I feel like that's kind of a lazy way to go about hiring someone is that, well, he's one of our guys. He's an alum. You know, he loves his program. It's like, that's cool. Does he suck? Like,
can he organize
recruit?
A practice?
Yeah, like, no, stop. But anyways, there's other college football today. There is a game today between two Big Ten teams that will tell us a lot about each of these teams, I believe. Indiana, Illinois, this one at Indiana. And Illinois, number 9 ranked team in the country. Indiana.
My Illini.
Number 9. Your Illini.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about this.
What?
All season. Have we not?
No.
Play the tapes. Play the tapes. I said, Jordan. Actually, you know, you were gone the first day. Jordan.
No, Rashad's been in on Luke Altmaier and the funny Illini.
All right.
Yeah, I'm all in. I said that was the team that nobody expects anything from this Big Ten.
Well,
not expect anything from,
they
but
are
nobody
ranked in top 10.
Well, nobody expects them to be a team that's going to compete with Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan. That's what I kind of meant initially.
They're like, that next tier.
Yes, you know, and then throw in Indiana in there, and like nobody thought that like they would be, you know, they're a good team, but nobody thinks they're going to be ranked this high. And they, so far, they're doing well. Let's go Illini.
But they are playing, you know, Sister Mary's School of the
you
Blind.
You play to like, win the game.
Their
hello
record so far 3-0 against Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, go Owls, and Indiana State.
Yeah, let's go. That's so, 3 wins in a row.
Fighting Kurt Cignetti's.
That's all I heard.
Coach of the year, baby. Reigning coach of the year.
Other games on the college football slate today. Top 25 matchups. Actually, at 9 a.m., an hour after us, which you will not be watching because you will be listening to Oregon Ducks pregame right here on The Fan. Texas Tech, Utah kicks off at 9 a.m. That's the big nooner. That's a top 25 matchup there. Texas Tech looking real good to start the season. Looked real good last week against Oregon State.
Looked great against Oregon State.
And Utah, the Utes, possibly back. They're 3-0 as well, and they're starting off conference play against Texas Tech at home. This one in Salt Lake City at Rice-Eccles Stadium, which, you know, it is a 9 a.m. kickoff, but makes me wish that this game was a late night kickoff, because Rice-Eccles Stadium at night, that's one of the best venues in America. Underrated. Also, top 25 matchup today. This one, very intriguing. SEC matchup, top 25 teams. Auburn versus Oklahoma. You have Jackson Arnold, former Oklahoma quarterback, who has started off the season pretty good for Auburn. He goes back to Norman to take on the Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma looking good to start this year. They got the big win against Michigan a couple weeks ago. Coming into this year, it was kind of one of those prove-it seasons for Brett Venables. And so far, having John Mateer as their quarterback, definitely been beneficial for the Sooners.
No, so. Yeah, three, and especially when you got that big win against against Michigan, you know, second week of the season. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of I think that kind of sparked a lot for the Sooners, because now they see, like, man, we can beat them. And kind of really altered Michigan's season, at least so far. But, yeah, this Sooners team – this has been a slow build for them. Hopefully they can get back to, you know, like a spot to where they can be as dominant again. It's going to be tough in this SEC. You know, they've been so used to dominating the Big 12 for a long time that now they got to try to really do it against the real big boys. So we'll see. But so far, so good. But the big test is when they play Auburn today and then Texas in a couple weeks.
And one of the teams that Oklahoma beat, as we mentioned, was Michigan. They've got an interesting game today at Nebraska. Nebraska is 3-0. They've had some big wins themselves. Matt Rhule, I think, is making it making a point to dominate teams when they can. They very well could have lost that season opener to Cincinnati, but 68-0 against Akron, 59-7 against Houston Christian, and now they are welcoming in Michigan. This is kind of shades of last year's game against Colorado, where I think Nebraska and the Cornhuskers, like, this is one of those moments where they are desperate for a big win against a ranked opponent like Michigan. But Michigan with Bryce Underwood, man, and their running back, Justice Haynes, excuse me. He is pretty damn good as well. So that is a very intriguing game. Spread is 1.5. Michigan right now is favored. I'm not saying this is going to be on Who Do You Love, but I'm going on a limb. Hot take, Michigan all day. I just want to see Nebraska fans. They're all excited. They're like, dude, I think this could be our year. I think we could finally get done. And then Timu, Patrick Mahomes, they roll in to this game high and mighty, thinking that this is the time, this is the moment. And then Michigan just puts belt to ass. I am really hoping that happens. No. And you know what? I'm going on a limb. I'm saying it does happen.
No, I think so far Bryce Underwood has been really good, you know, for this Michigan team, especially as a freshman kind of coming and taking the reins, you know. So there's still a lot of question marks around Michigan, but I think this is one of those things. I'm with you, Joe. I don't know if Michigan goes in and just lays the smack down, but I do think that they win this game pretty handily.
A couple other ones to keep an eye on. Florida at Miami. Miami only a 7.5-point favorite, so I don't know if they're looking at this as this is the last, last hope for Florida to win a big game this year before things really start to fall apart for them. DJ Lagway, 5 interceptions last week. Yikes. So, I mean, maybe we get the Florida bounce back game and they keep this close. As they are on College Game Day right now, talking to Mario Cristobal, asking, is the U back? They've looked really good, though, to start the season in Miami. So I will give them that.
Oh, yeah, Florida has looked terrible on the other end to start the season. They got one big win. It's just Long Island. Like, come on, man. I didn't think Long Island had enough people to actually have a football team like that. So, yeah, it was, I don't know, man. They've scored 26 points in their last two games total.
Yeah. I mean, the turn of the ball over that much.
I don't know. I think Miami, the U might be back. The U, you know, considering how well they did play last year with Cam Ward, and now you can, you know, get to this season and you start 3-0. The U might be back, and I think they start with, you know, belts to asses to Florida today.
And then the nightcap tonight, Michigan State versus USC. This is one in LA. 8 o'clock kickoff for that one. Damn. Yeah,
not watching that.
I love those late night kickoffs, man.
Oh, dude. I saw one of the worst takes of all time on Twitter yesterday. And it was some random guy. I don't know. It just came across my, you know, For You page or following page. But he said something along the lines of, I could never live on the West Coast. A 10 a.m. kickoff. Talking about NFL. He's like, I could never do that. And I was just like, this is a terrible take. The West Coast is the best place to watch football. Football viewing, Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then you get these, 8 o'clock kickoffs. I'm watching football until like 11:30 on Saturday night. Dude, yes, injected into my veins every single Saturday.
The Super Bowl doesn't start for y'all on the East Coast until like 7 o'clock.
Oh, and then, NFL Sundays.
Exactly.
We don't have to go to church and then wait until 1 o'clock for the games to start. Like 10 a.m. I'm going to the church.
Nobody's paying attention.
Of NFL, baby.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm praising Roger Goodell.
Thank goodness for all the apps you can watch on your phone, because there are a lot of men in church right now with their phone, you know, on mute and just watching the game.
Our God is an awesome touchdown.
Yeah. That's exactly how it goes.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
Pastor. My bad.
Yeah, Pat's like, no, who's winning? And yeah, nice, I got him on fantasy.
Nice thing about like those late night games, especially when Hawaii is involved in them. I was watching, I think it was last week or the week before. It was halftime at
Hawaii,
like,
Portland State?
No, it was the game after that, but it was like halftime at like 11:30 at night. Let's on go. A Saturday. And I was like, oh my God, I got to watch the second half of Hawaii until like 1 a.m. Okay, I'm down. And I did. I drank and I just watched a bunch of crappy
like
football.
How dope is it if Hawaii's in your conference and you're like, oh, home game or away game in Hawaii? Yes.
That's that alone is why I wanted the Pac-12 to grab Hawaii.
Are they taking shots on College Game Day right now?
It's probably wheatgrass or something like that.
McAfee's on there, so you know they're doing something.
Yeah, I think they just took shots.
McAfee's there, so it's probably Jello shots or something like that.
He
seems like a Jello shot.
Is that espresso? What are they doing? Anyways, hey, look at that. They got 2 Washington State flags at College Game Day, and they have 2 Oregon State flags at College Game Day in Miami.
Look at those. Oh, wow. Okay.
Look at that, Beavs.
Look at those. They got some Washington State love on TV. Look at them.
Well, yeah. I mean, 324th consecutive College Game Day appearance for Old Crimson, the flag that gets shipped around city to city during College Game Day. But, yeah, Oregon State, 2 flags out there.
Well, that's a good sign.
Right? 2 flags.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, take a break. We get into hour number 2. In hour number 2, we try to play God in this football world. We try to put out that energy to make things happen that we want to see in NFL and college. Some 0-2 and 2-0 teams in the NFL. Who do you love? And then our final thoughts and predictions for Civil War and Apple Cup. We get to that next. Hour number 2, Sports Saturday, right here on the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.